There's a brand new documentary film out about the groundbreaking Arkansas native composer Florence B. Price. It's called The Caged Bird, and it was produced by longtime music professor Jim Greason. The AETM premiere was last night. There's a chance to see it locally as the Fayetteville Public Library presents a screening tonight at 6 p.m. Greason, who retired this past spring as a longtime music professor of composition here at the U of A, felt he just simply had to tell her story and others, such as the Conlon Nancarrow documentary he did in 2012.
When I first came to the university in 1979, and in the early 1980s, and I came as a composition professor, and I was a composition professor for 36 years at the university. And starting in the early 1980s, I started this concert series that was called the Arkansas Composers Weekend. And I just felt that being at the flagship institution in a school, that I should concern myself with the work of Arkansans, and in my case, the work of Arkansas composers. And it was an enriching experience. And through doing that back in the 80s, I became aware of, mostly it was targeted at living composers, but also I made it a point to have some performances of some composers who had passed away. And among them was Florence Price, William Grant Still, Conlon Nancarrow. And although Conlon hadn't died at that point. So I was trying to forward, so to speak, the music of Arkansas composers. In 2011, I'm not sure what was really the genesis of this, but I just decided I should make a documentary on Conlon Nancarrow. Part of it was I'd been talking to my good friends Dale Carpenter and Larry Foley, who, of course, are very well-known documentarians, and I'd been kind of twisting their arms a bit to do a Conlon Nancarrow film. I remember at one point Dale said, "Well, Jim, why don't you do it yourself?" And he was kind of kidding, but the more I thought about it, I thought, you know, maybe I could do it myself. And it turned out later he said that he really was kidding. But I did do it myself, and I've got to tell you, it was a really deep experience for me. He and Florence Price have completely different life stories, even though they both grew up in Arkansas. But they are both very kind of rich in themselves, and it almost makes me feel trivial to have these people go through these rich life experiences. In Conlon's case, he fought in the Spanish Civil War in the 1930s and then had to flee the country because of J. Edgar Hoover's hounding of people who were associated with the Communist Party. And in Florence Price's case, she was a victim, like virtually every African-American in the country, was a victim of the Jim Crow segregation laws and lynchings. And it was really eye-opening and shocking to learn more about that. And in both cases, it was just a really rich experience to delve into this. And plus, the research that's involved, the finding photographs to help tell the story, kind of arranging the story sequentially when you're writing the script for it. It was very cool, and I just really enjoyed it. And it was pretty different from what I'd been doing in the rest of my life. And that, you know, at a certain point in one's life, you kind of want to reach out and do something else.
Special guest with me today, Jim Greason, who produced the documentary on Florence B. Price called The Caged Bird. I'm Katie Henriksen. You're listening to Of Note on KUAF. Let's turn now to a clip from a pianist discussing and performing Florence Price's work. This is from the documentary The Caged Bird.
Her works are so uplifting, almost as if she's found a place in her own head where she can enjoy life, even though the reflection of the title takes us back to a period of time that's one of the darkest in our history, in American history.
A moment that I really love in the documentary is when the pianist who plays the Lando Cotton, and she discusses Florence Price's music and how uplifting it is in spite of her composing in such a difficult time for African Americans. And I was curious to hear you talk about how that part of the documentary came together and working with the pianist about that.
Oh, the pianist is Dr. Karen Walwin, who's a wonderful pianist. She's on the faculty at Howard University. In the early stages of researching for this, I was looking around for musicians to film performing some of her music, I quickly became aware of Karen, and I got in touch with her. And Karen and I have become pretty good friends since then. Karen had recorded a piano concerto of Florence Price's, which is an interesting story in itself. And so I arranged with her to go to Washington, D.C. in the summer of 2014 and film her performing some other music of Florence Price. In particular, Karen was playing some music that had just recently been discovered in our own library, and I had sent her copies of this music, and she recorded it. We videotaped it. Professor Dale Carpenter from the journalism department with me and did some great videography for it. But Karen was really interested in bringing these new pieces to light. And in fact, she's in the middle of recording a CD of these newly discovered Florence Price pieces, a few of which, at least, are in the documentary, and that all of which came from our University of Arkansas Special Collections. But it was interesting I first noticed Karen on YouTube. You know, I was just doing some YouTube searches for Florence Price, and one of the recordings was Karen playing the slow movement of a beautiful sonata by Florence Price. And she plays with great soulfulness, I think I would say. She has great chops, too. I mean, she really can play fast and accurately and very impressively. But there's a real richness and warmth to her playing that is very touching. And especially since these pieces that were new, I had kind of prepared the scores for. And so I knew the music, and I kind of played through them a little bit myself. But she just interpreted the heck out of them, I guess you'd say. And it's an interesting challenge for her because, you know, most musicians, a classical musician, certainly if they're going to play, most of the music they play is not new. If they play a Schumann, solo piece or just about anything, they've not only played it before, but they've heard it played. It's been recorded countless times. So they have the general sense of the piece in their ears. Well, that's not the case with these pieces. They're newly discovered things, which maybe they had been played before, but it was back in the 30s, probably by Florence Price herself. And so she had never heard these pieces before, and she had to form her own interpretation of them, which is fairly unusual sort of experience for most classical musicians to sort of build the backstory on these pieces themselves.
Documentarian Jim Greeson on his new film, The Caged Bird, on the life of Florence B. Price. That documentary debuted on AETN last night, and it is screening tonight at the Fayetteville Public Library, 6 p.m. It's free and open to the public.